to Age of Minority, a podcast for youth about the gospel. I'm your host, Jaquel, here with my co-host, pastor, and dad, Sean.
Hi, Jaquel.
Hi, Dad.
What's going on?
What is going on? Well, the construction is back in front of my house. I feel like we talked about this months ago, but that's a thrilling development. Now there's people holding up the stop sign in front of my house, so there's only one lane of traffic, so I get like a huge line of cars backed up like right in front of my house.
I'm not sure if thrilling is the right word, but you know, all right, well, sure.
I mean, our longtime listeners need an update on this if they're wondering. They're putting a sidewalk in front of my house, so that's the, you know, that's what's going on here.
Wow. You know, I was thinking, it always drives you crazy that I get to ask you what's going on first because, you know, I mean, you know this conversation we often have. But, you know, I'm going to give you, like, there's two ways that you can deal with that, right? Because, like, if our listeners know, they've listened long enough that, you know, you say, I'm here with my so on and so forth and whatever. And I say, what's going on, Jaquel? And you're always like, ugh. Sometimes you don't have anything to say about what's going on. But here's, I'm going to give you a tip. Okay, first of all, you can give up the introduction and say, look, Bubs, I know you are the most amazing podcaster, so you take that over. Then we can switch it around. Okay, you know, that's an option. But I'm going to give you another option, okay?
All right,
it's probably a much easier option. When I say, hey, Jaquel, what's up? You say, not much, Dad. What's up with you?
You know, I have employed this tactic before. But you know what? Today, I just had such a compelling update that I don't know why you feel the need to go into this, because I don't know why wouldn't want to hear about my construction.
Yeah, about your sidewalk. Hey, listen, I was going to ask you this before we started recording, but I'll ask you now, and it gives us an opportunity to let any listeners that don't know in, let them know that we're recording way ahead of time because we love them so much.
It's true.
Because right now, I mean, when this episode drops, if baby's not here yet, yay.
Yeah, there's no physical way that baby will not be here because I will have been induced weeks ago.
Okay, so then, in light of the fact that baby's not here yet, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
How are you feeling today?
Yeah.
You feeling pretty good today?
Yeah, today's good. I have, so one like weird recurring thing that I told you about is that I get a lot of pain in my ribs like the last couple weeks just because baby is like, doesn't have a lot of room left and is, yeah, just kind of like gets stuck there. So I don't know. But so some days it's like a little bit more painful than others. But besides that, feeling really good.
I got to tell you, I mean, I heard about 40% of your response because the second you said ribs, I mean, I just started thinking about ribs.
Wow.
Being honest with you. I'm just being honest with you.
Wow. The worst doctor ever. Oh, my goodness. Oh, sorry, patient. I kind of tuned out there when you were talking about your fractured rib. I just started thinking about barbecue sauce. Oh, my soul.
Oh, speaking of barbecue sauce.
Wow, BK, these transitions are so strange.
I'm sorry. Seriously, I'm glad you're feeling pretty good today.
I
legitimately wanted to know how you were feeling today. Because, I mean, we are, okay, let's just let our listeners in. Where are you at now? Like, you're like a week and a half away, 2 weeks away?
So when we're recording, I'm a week away.
A week away.
Now, I mean, I could go another week. I'm a week away from my due date. So we'll see.
You're a week away from your due date right now?
Yeah. Well, a week and one day.
You're a week and one day?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm
due a week and one day?
Yeah, I'm due a week tomorrow.
What? You're due a week tomorrow?
Yes.
Hey, yay!
I know.
All right. Soup exciting. Soupy-doop exciting. So listen, listeners. Jaquel is a week away from labor, from her due date, and she is recording episodes for you.
I am. That's dedication right there.
You're the best. Okay, I'm sorry. Now, back to the barbecue sauce.
Speaking of barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Interesting evening for us last night. I need to tell you about it because guess what? I cracked open the Instant Pot again.
Nice.
Yeah. And okay, so Mom, it's funny how Mom comes up with ideas for meals. Mm-hmm. And as you well know, I make all the meals now. Right. So she comes up with these great ideas for me. But yesterday she says, so I've got some chicken there that I wanted to cook. And I don't know how to cook it. And she says, hey, how about like some pulled chicken sandwiches?
Mm.
And I'm like, So like maybe I could put them in the crock pot or I could slow cook them in the oven or something. I'm like, And I go, no, I'm busy. I don't have time for this because yesterday I had to go into the church. I had to meet up with two people in the church.
Wow.
They were both wearing masks. Everybody will be happy to know. Good. I had to meet up with a guy to give us a quote on a new water system. Oh, don't even get me started. And I had to meet up with a guy to test the fire alarms every year. Don't get me started on that either because it's just a money grab. So anyway, the point was this, I didn't have time in the afternoon to get things ready. So I said, hey, honey, I know what I'll do. I'll try the Instant Pot again. So I'm telling you, I think this might have been my best endeavor so far. Like Instant Potted, I think, four times maybe.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
Well, four times. This was the best. Wow. So, I mean, like I just found this recipe, put everything in beforehand. It hit the 15-minute button. Now, I made it a little boo-boo. I didn't close the vent.
Oh.
Everybody always tells you to make sure you close the vent. Didn't close the vent. So anyway, it heated up. And then I'm like, why is all this pressure coming out? And anyway, I got it going. 15 minutes later, you give it 10 minutes to self-vent. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I cracked open. Oh, my goodness. This chicken was incredible.
Really? Wow.
It just fell apart. Like, so pretty much 30 minutes start to finish. And this chicken just fell apart. Like, it was delish. So, threw it on some toast and we didn't have any buns, but threw it on some toast and put a salad alongside it. I would love to make it for you and JoJo sometime.
Yes, I'm both of us would very much like that too. So, did you just what kind of cuts of chicken did you use? Chicken thighs?
So I used chicken breast. Now the recipe suggests that you use half chicken breast and half thighs because then, you get moisture chicken, but it did not dry out at all. Wow. Like it was I expected it to be a little dry because it's chicken breast, but it wasn't.
Okay. And then one other question. Did you put anything in with it or did you just cook the chicken in the Instant Pot and then did you like put sauce on it?
No. You put it's dump and go.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Like, so you pretty much put a cup of chicken stock and then you put a cup and a half and then you put all these seasonings like, half teaspoon of garlic, half teaspoon of onion powder, half teaspoon of salt, half teaspoon of paprika. And then you put the barbecue sauce and you put the barbecue sauce on top and you don't mix it up because you want to keep the water in the bottom.
Oh.
And then you just put some brown sugar and some brown sugar and one other thing that has eluded my mind right now.
Yum.
And then you just close it up and you open it up and it's magically all mixed up.
That sounds delicious and magical.
Yeah. And then I just heated up some barbecue sauce to pour on top of it. Oh my goodness. It was amazing. I said to Mom, coleslaw on the side would have been amazing. Now, I know you're not a big coleslaw fan, but it really would have gotten nice with coleslaw. So it was quite a dinner. I was quite impressed with myself. Travis was very, he enjoyed it very much.
Oh, good. Again, man, praise from Travis is high praise indeed.
I know. It was quite a night. So that was amazing. I don't know. I think tonight it might be hot dogs, but
hey,
you win some, you lose some.
It's true. It's very true.
Yeah. So
wow.
Anyway, so that I just had to tell you about that. That was amazing.
That's a pretty exciting update.
So we have a interesting episode idea, I think.
We do.
One that probably wouldn't have been suitable since, like, I don't know, since the Spanish flu or something.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure if you went back, you'll be able to find several resources quite similar to this around, 1918, 1919.
This is like a once in a lifetime event, once in a lifetime episode idea, Jaquel.
Hopefully, yes. Hopefully,
yeah. Great point. Hopefully, yes. So, tell us all about it.
I would love to. So it's the summer now, and
it's the summer now, Jaquel?
It is, even what? Though this is a summer unlike any other. And so, in some ways, I don't know. Besides the weather changing, certain things just feel so strange and so different.
I thought it's like total status quo, like everything's just normal. chilling, you know.
You would think. Well, okay.
Carrying on with life.
The other thing we should mention, because we're recording this episode a few weeks in advance, is we're not really sure even what the world currently looks like at the moment, but where we are.
If the world exists.
Well, true, but.
I mean, could be. Yeah. Jesus could have returned before this episode drops, Shkel. It's possible.
It's true, but that's possible for literally every episode we record, so.
That's true. Yeah. Good to remind people.
Thank you. Anyways, see, now you just threw me off. Oh my God, because now I'm thinking about the fact that Jesus could return or we could die. Anyways.
Mission accomplished.
Anyways, right now in the world, in America, some places are starting to open up again a little bit. Where we are in our place in Canada, stuff hasn't. A few things, like parks are allowed to open, but nothing else is allowed to open. So we're still, everything is still off balance. But the one thing that is happening is the students are finishing school. And so if you're a student, you now do have more time on your hands. And even with things opening up, like life is not back to normal yet. So like even when movie theaters are allowed to open up, they're not allowed to open at max capacity, or restaurants. Right. Like a lot of big events like concerts the Olympics have been just like postponed until next year. Like I know in our neighboring province, New Brunswick, even though they have started to open up things, like all concerts, big events, like sporting events, are just like canceled for the rest of the year. Like they're not allowed to happen. So, and then the other thing is maybe you had a job lined up for the summer. Maybe you were planning to go to summer camp. A lot of those things have just been canceled. And so even if you're not like officially quote unquote in quarantine anymore, you probably have more time on your hands and kind of a unique, amount of time, because you know you can't spend your time exactly the same way as you could, you know, last summer or hopefully next summer. And so we thought this would be a great opportunity to ask, how can I use this, you know, probably once in a lifetime summer, productively, responsibly, and most, you know, to the glory of God.
All right, I think that's a good idea. It's there's certainly seeing as you did come up with it,
I'll take the credit.
Do you want to like take a podcast bow or something like that? Like
I do. I'll take a virtual bow, and okay, the listeners can virtually clap for me. Thank you.
No.
Thank you. Thank you very much. They're clapping at home. I can hear the applause.
Nobody is clapping at home.
That's what you think.
Okay. All right. Okay. Get both your hands on the wheel, people. I know a lot of people listen to this while they're driving, so please don't be clapping in your cars.
Fine.
Okay. So we're talking about how to spend the summer in quarantine, or, you know, in response to the quarantine, like Jaquel was saying, we've got lots of extra time on our hands, more than likely. Not everybody. Like, it's funny with this thing. Like, as you well know, some people are more busy.
Yes.
Some people, of course, are very much less busy. And some people, like you and I, are pretty much the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I actually think I have been busier since the quarantine. But the reality is that people have a lot of time. And there's some things that you may not have thought about. These are kind of more general things that we want to talk about. It's not like we're going to tell you, you know, do this, go here, read that, you know, watch this. We just kind of want to give you more some general ideas of how to spend the summer. And the first one is gratefully. Like, spend the summer gratefully. And that's a tall order, don't you think, Jaquel?
I think so.
Because like people have a lot of reasons not to be grateful right now, right? Like they missed their graduations.
Yeah.
They don't get to go to the summer camp that they've gone to every year for the last 10 years. They don't get to see the friends that they see every year that come from all around. You know, they don't get to see that big movie they've been excited about. Maybe they missed out on a birthday celebration. I mean, there's so many things that could cause you to not be grateful. There's a lot of things that have happened in the past and could even still be happening in the future. I mean, it just stinks, right?
It does.
Like, I mean, there's no, it's weird to say that, but you just have to acknowledge it. Some things about what this, I have no problem saying that the fact that we haven't met together as a church for like 40 some days, that stinks.
Yeah. Exactly.
The you know, and I mean, but we've all had things that have been taken away from us, but that doesn't give us the right to complain and grumble against God, because that's who we're doing it against. And I don't think we really realize that, do we?
No, I don't think so at all. Like, even, I don't know, I was convicted about this even this morning. I woke up and, you know, when you're 39 weeks pregnant and you get out of bed in the morning, you know, there are lots of aches and pains. And you're just like, wow, you know what? Being pregnant, sometimes it feels a little bit difficult. And I was just like, ugh. Like, not like I didn't want to be pregnant, but just like, you know, kind of complainy, kind of grumbly. And I was like, wait, because I knew we were recording this episode and I was thinking about this. It's like, who am I complaining to right now? Like, who, yep. Like, where is this being directed to? And then I realized it was God. And that was very convicting because, you know, you think about like the Israelites and the difficulty that they went through after they were delivered from Egypt. I mean, they had a very stressful experience, to be fair. It was very intense. They had to go through a lot of difficult things. But that gave them no right to grumble and complain against God, which is what they did again and again. And God had to, you know, through Moses, like constantly remind them of the ways that he had blessed them and the ways that he, you know, had sustained their lives. So
yeah, that's exactly. I mean, like, even though there's things that we can be not happy about, first of all, you need to keep in mind that when you grumble and complain, ultimately you're grumbling and complaining about God, especially when you look at something like this virus, right? Like clearly this was connected to people and what happened, you know, where, you know, when it originated and all that sort of stuff. Like, people are involved here. But when it comes to something like a virus that impacts the entire world, like, you know, if you're upset about things, you know, you're ultimately you're upset with God. And we don't have any, I mean, there's only one response to God for everything, and that's gratitude. He, you know, the fact that we are still alive, the fact that, you know, I mean, things that, you know, Jaquel, you know, that we make a practice of doing this time to time, not often enough probably, but I think that maybe you should stop and think about all the things you do have to be grateful for. You may not have had your birthday party or gone to summer camp, but you have your breath. You're breathing, you're living, you have electricity, you know, you have plumbing. You know, these are things that we don't really think about. You have a fridge full of food, more than likely. I'm generalizing here, but for most of our listeners, they have all of these things that a lot of people around the world do not have.
Yeah, exactly. So, I was recently reading, you know how TGC does those like 20 quotes from this book, from a certain book? I was reading the one on Eric Raymond's book on contentment. I think it's called Chasing Contentment.
Oh, and, yeah, right.
And he encourages you, like, if you're struggling with ingratitude or discontentment, to make a list of all of the things you have that you don't deserve and all the things you don't have that didn't happen to you or whatever that you do deserve. And that just puts things in perspective that God is so, so merciful to us.
And I mean, furthermore, it doesn't matter what is going on. It doesn't matter what is going on, how horrible things are. Our marching orders from Scripture are absolutely clear. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks. And here it is, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So maybe another exercise to do would be to go through all of the circumstances, all of the things that you're missing out on this summer, and stop and go, I need to give thanks in that. Like, you don't know what was going to happen in that circumstance. You know, I mean, again, like, I don't want to play the what if game, but the fact of the matter is that God is in control of all things.
Exactly.
And so whatever takes place in your life that you don't like, you need to keep in mind who's in charge and give thanks to God. That's the will of God. I mean, exactly. So many people are like, what's the will of God for my life? I just can't, I need God to audibly speak to me from heaven. And it's like, it's right there on the pages of Scripture. Give thanks in all circumstances. Boom.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, there you go.
And I think
so that would be the first thing.
And I think it's really important to start with that, because that's kind of the most important, like, mindset. We have to have our minds right as we're going into this summer that is kind of so strange and unique. But there are kind of some more general practical things we can do. And so another way that we should spend this summer is creatively. So, you know, you can think outside the box and actually take advantage of this time to do activities that maybe you haven't had time for or been able to do before. And if you have been listening for a while, you know that we did back in January, an episode on 20 things to do in 2020. And then we just did a like review of that. And we talked through in quarantine doing some of those things now, things like, you know, phoning your grandparents, starting a new hobby, writing a poem, listening to a new genre of music. I just think, yeah, we shouldn't like, I don't know, like limit yourself in terms of what you can do, thinking that this time is just like an obstacle to doing anything, you know, good or productive or fun with your time. This strange period can actually present like more opportunities for creativity to do some of these things. So use the summer in quarantine to be creative.
Yeah, I think the other, like when you think about creativity, when I think about creativity, sometimes we get in a rut with this, don't we? Like, mm-hmm. like we just kind of, we've, I mean, I know, well, let me say this. Sometimes I get in a rut with this because you figure out, you know, all the different things you do and you get into a routine with those things and you carry on with those things. Yeah. But then all of a sudden when you have a bunch of free time and it's like, well, I've got to, you know, like I've already done all of the things. Now, what do I do? And so, you know, you can be tempted to just go, well, I'm just going to fill my time. I'll watch TV. I'll do this. I'll read a book. Like I mean, maybe even good things. But I think that when you have a bunch of spare time, you know, you also should think, look, what do I need to try that's new? Yeah. Or what can I do that's creative? So I think that's really good. That's one I had not thought about at all, like to be more creative. And well, I guess I've thought about it a little bit with how to pastor in the midst of this, but just with free time, I've not thought too much about that. So
yeah, no, I think so. And, okay, if you do need more ideas and you have not listened to our episode on 20 things to do in 2020, yeah. Hey, there's 20 ways to be creative. Yeah.
20. So you've got gratitude, you've got creativity. What about generosity?
Mm.
So, I mean, that's the thing. Like with this quarantine, a lot of extra opportunities for generosity have come up. So there's people that have needs that didn't have needs prior to this. Right. People, you know, the elderly that can't get to grocery stores as often, or, you know, church members that have overrun yards or all kinds of other things. There's things that you can do to be generous towards others. If you have extra time this year, you might be thinking, well, I didn't get that job that I thought I was going to get, or, you know, that summer job, or I don't get to go away to summer camp. But now you have time to think about giving to others. When you stop and think about, man, I don't get this thing, you know, like I don't get to have my celebration, or I don't get to go to camp, or I don't get to go to that movie. Stop and think, but what can I give? You know, what can I give? I don't get, but maybe there's something I need to be giving here. You know, it was Jesus that said, it's more blessed, more blessed to give than to receive. So there you go.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm reading, I think, you know, this, I'm reading Money, Possessions, and Eternity by Randy Alcorn. Yeah. And in that book, he is primarily talking about being a good steward and being generous with your money. But he also talks about like your time and your resources and whatnot. And it has been so convicting just in when you look at, you know, how Jesus talks about stewardship and how Jesus talks about kind of the using the resources you've been given by God. It's like we are so focused on the temporal, and we're so focused on just like the here and now and what's going on in our life here. And we're not near as focused on doing good works to store up treasures for heaven. And yeah, I just think changing our focus this summer from being of one that's, you know, when we're ungrateful, we're more self-focused, we're kind of selfish. But if we are looking at this summer with gratitude, then that should extend to a more selfless attitude. And we should be looking for ways to just be as generous as possible with our time and serving others.
Yeah, that Randy Alcorn, he has some very convicting words when it comes to money and time and resources.
Yes.
So
yes,
that's good.
Okay, so this also kind of leads into our next way to spend the summer in quarantine. And that is, okay, I didn't really know how to word this, but spiritually, that's what I got. Yeah. But basically,
how about spiritual growth?
Yeah, just invest in, you know, spiritual growth over this summer. So there are tons of ways to do that. And, you know, we've talked about a number of them, you know, reading a good book, especially a good book on theology or on Christian living, you know, another way is doing a more intensive Bible reading plan. Christ Kirk Church does this like summer Bible reading challenge every year. And you read through the entire New Testament over the summer. And our church did that. All of the ladies in our church did that last summer. And it was such an amazing experience. And so, I mean, maybe you want to do a plan like that with somebody else. You know, memorize scripture, maybe choose to memorize a book of the Bible, do a Bible study with a friend, commit to starting a prayer routine. Okay, there are tons of ideas, but don't waste this summer when it comes to your spiritual life.
Yeah, and basically, I mean, don't waste your summer at all. Like the last thing is to spend this summer intentionally. Like don't you know, John Piper is famous for his "Don't Waste Your Life." Was that what the book was called?
Yep.
You think I would remember that? But I mean, basically, when I think of Piper, I think about the issue of not wasting anything in your life. Also, of course, of what the heck it's left me. What does he call his philosophy?
Christian hedonism.
Yes, Christian hedonism. Exactly. Thank you. So, I mean, you know, finding pleasure in God and seeking to glorify God. But the point is we don't want to waste any part of our life. Like and here we have this summer, and it, you know, for more than likely for most of our listeners, this summer is going to be different.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I think we can conclude that the summer is going to be different for you as a result of the quarantine. There's a good chance that you're going to have more time. So, you know, when you look at this summer, when you're making plans for this summer, you know, think about not wasting it and not wasting your time. And Jonathan Edwards has, he has his 70, it's 70, isn't it?
Yep.
70 resolutions or something like that. And one of his resolutions is resolved never to lose one moment of time. Man, that's convicting. Mm-hmm. Resolved never to lose one moment of time, but improve it the most profitable way I possibly can.
Ouch.
So like, you know, I'm not sure if I would make that resolution. Like, I would want to tease out exactly what he means by that. It's sure. Not that he's saying you can never rest, you can never relax, you know, but that resting and relaxing should be intentional even as well.
Exactly.
So the point he's just trying to make there is that, you know, the point that we're making, that you need to be intentional about how you spend this summer.
It's true.
So I think that's pretty good. I know, you know, just in our discussion, Jaquel, just here in these few minutes, it's kind of, you know, it's changed my thinking a little bit about the summer, and I hope for our listeners as well.
I hope so too.
Yeah, well, but there is something that they could be intentional about doing, isn't there?
Oh, for sure.
And it's something that we would be grateful if they did, especially if they did it creatively and they generously left us a 5-star review, because I'm sure it would be good for their spiritual well-being. So there is something that you can do that will fulfill all of these things we've talked about. What is it, Jaquel?
Well, they could head over to iTunes and write us a lovely little review and throw us 5 stars. And exactly. We would be grateful.
Be generous with your stars.
Exactly. That would be a way to make our summer in quarantine.
Maybe you would have your reviewed.
What an honor that could possibly
be.
It's
become quite a thing out there, Jaquel. The kids are very excited about it. I know. I'm. That's the word on the street.
Okay.
Where else can they find us,
Jaquel? Oh, they can also find us on our website, ageofminority.com. They can email us at Jaquel or Sean at ageofminority.com. And they can also find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right. Well, then, until next week, Jaquel.
This has been Age of Minority.